Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. Neocon, first day of the show, and I'm in the Tarquette space on the third floor with Terry Maurer, the Vice President of Design for North America. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. It's always good to see you.
It's good to see you. I wanted to stop by because you won a Best of Neocon Gold Award for the Broadloom category. Tell us about that.
Well, you look at the category of Broadloom, and especially in the commercial marketplace, and every year we see the volumes decline. And so we just realized that we had to redefine the platform or reimagine the platform to get it right for the times, where the floor covering needs to change and reconfigure as today's modern office space changes due to work requirements. So we're taking the actual woven Broadloom sheets and our tufted sheets, and then we're cutting them and fabricating them into prescribed, what we're calling modules, that are pre-finished. They're serged on the edge. There's two squares, two rectangles that configure together with our Tarquette power tape. It's a patented tape that would adhere the modules together so they don't move and they don't slip. And it creates this reconfigurable re-imaging, if you will, of the Broadloom platform. So we're excited that the judges saw the innovation around the category, and I'm excited because I'm an old textile guy, as
you
know.
I know you are.
And I love wovens and I love Broadloom, and I grew up in this industry with this platform, and hopefully this is the beginning of a new way, and it's right for the times, and so we're pretty excited.
So let's talk about this, what I'm specifically looking at. This is a black and white linear pattern, and you've got a red serge border. It's really a custom area rug is what it is. You talk about its Broadloom. You said both tufted and woven. Which one is this? Is this woven or tufted?
This is woven. I'm glad you mentioned this. This is a new style with the tatami system called A-line.
Yeah.
And it's a weave structure, Kemp, that it wouldn't seam traditionally in the platform where you actually had to seam it. It's a flat weave construction.
Yeah.
So when you cut through the Broadloom sheet to seam it, you're actually cutting through yarn, and it's going to fray and
right,
really wouldn't pass our certification. So in the tatami system, we are serging the edge, as
yep,
you said, in this colorful finish.
Right.
And so it doesn't have to be seamed. It comes in a pre-module, a prefabricated finished module. So we're actually celebrating the seams with this edging. And so it enables us to create styling that heretofore, we couldn't introduce because it just didn't work. It didn't seem. So we're excited about A-line, and we're looking. I think the marketplace is looking at more flatter weave constructions and tighter constructions, and they've always been problematic in the old platform type.
Mm-hmm. So, Terry, we just did our commercial market review, Floor Focus, and we analyzed, you know, soft surface, just to pivot off what you're talking about, you being a textile linhead kind of guy that loves to make things out of textiles. You know, soft surface is still 57% of what's installed in the commercial market. Now, it's around 40% if you talk about the overall flooring business, both residential and commercial. And as you say, it's been losing share. And some of it's been losing share to the newest fad in town, the LVT product. Where do you think this carpet thing will level out? Do you think we're about at a leveling out point now?
I'm not so sure. That's what was scaring me, is that I feel like it's going to continue to drop. Carpet tiles becoming, in the minds or in the perception of interior designers and architects, becoming, you know, more utilitarian. The office space, we hear this new term, resimmercial,
yeah,
where space needs to be more comfortable and more soothing, more residential-like. So for the first time, I'm starting to hear that people are looking to alternatives for carpet tile. So I feel if the Broadloom category can reimagine, can redesign itself through a system like tatami, that it can come back.
Okay.
It can come back. I'm hopeful it's going to come back,
mm-hmm,
because it is such a large share, and I think it is so important in terms of acoustics. You know, again, you're talking about fads, concrete,
yeah,
floors.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's just concrete floors everywhere.
Yeah.
So this works perfectly where you want it and where you need it. And the one thing that I will mention here is there's very little installation cost and there's no waste. You're only buying the modules that you need and there's no cutting at the perimeter, and it can be reused again and again. So we're saying three times the reusability of standard attached Broadloom.
And since it's woven, it'll last forever, right?
It'll last forever. Exactly.
Okay. Well, what else are you pleased with that you've come up with this year?
Well, we're really pleased with moving our linoleum product, we're calling it Lino, moving it to a thinner construction, so we're actually moving it to the wall. So we have a linoleum product that's now is certified as a wall covering, so you can have that seamless look between the floor and the wall,
okay,
which is the growing movement with architects and designers. And then a new LVT that we've introduced with Float Studios, Designers of the Year.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful overall LVT, almost a new take on terrazzo, but in a very interesting way with very colorful accents. So that's been getting some great plays. So, you know, our LVT as well as our linoleum, just making, again, new introductions and strides in those areas. As well, as you say, you know, LVT is big.
Yeah,
so
it is.
We keep launching there.
All right, Terry, great to catch up with you. Congratulations on these awards. Again, been talking to Terry Maurer, the Vice President of Design for North America at Tarkett, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.